from American Jazz Radio.
Rockin' at the Reno Club where Basie kept time. Crazy Little Women at the corner of Vine. Big Joe Turner, Mary Lou and Michelle. Parker, Presley, Biggie, that's a hell of a band. It's the 12th Street Jump, where all the cats are doing just fine.
Live from 12th Street in Kansas City, where Basie tickled the ivories and Big Joe Turner shouted the blues. It's 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. Joe Cartwright, Tyrone Clark, and Mike Warren here on the bandstand, along with the lovely Nedra Dixon and yours truly, David Bassey. This week, we celebrate the birthday of jazz saxophonist Zoot Sims with our special guest, Horace Washington. Now, please welcome your 12th Street Jump host, Pearl McDonald, and Pete Zoot Weber.
Hey, everybody.
Hello, all.
Welcome to another fantastic hour on your public radio station that supports us, and has for almost 5 years now.
Five
we've been doing
years.
This, Pearl.
And we're still picking up more listeners. Is
and
that
it's
right?
It's the best hour of my week.
Oh, it is definitely. And I've got two kids at home. It's the best of my week.
And in between times, you know, I get some downtime, but you always seem to learn stuff.
I do. I'm always learning. I just saw a new biography about Alex Rodriguez. Claims the Yankee star likes to bring prostitutes two at a time to his Central Park residence.
Oh.
Yeah, so even when he's in a slump, he still leads the leagues in doubles.
Speaking of feeling like I need to wash my hands, the Magic Restroom Cafe in Los Angeles is billing itself as America's first toilet-themed restaurant. Apparently, its owners have never been in a White Castle after the bars closed.
Okay, well, in other news, Dick Cheney said in an interview that the Tea Party is a new wave in politics. I agree with him, if by wave, he means it smells fishy.
Well, there's nothing fishy about this show. Let's get going with David Bassey on a Duke Ellington tune that Zoot Sims recorded. Do nothing till you hear from me.
Do nothing till you hear from me. Pay no attention to what's said. Why people tear the seam off anyone's dream? It's over my head. Do nothing till you hear from me. At least consider our romance. If you should take the word of others you heard, I won't have a chance. True, I've been seen with someone new. Does that mean I've been untrue? Though we're apart, these words in my heart reveal how I feel about you. A kiss may cloud my memory. Another's arms may hold its thrill. Just do nothing till you hear it from me. And you never will. I've been seen with someone new. does that mean I've been untrue, that we're apart? These words in my heart reveal how I feel about you. A kiss may cloud my memory. Another's arms may hold a thrill. Just do nothing till you hear from me. Do nothing till you hear. Do nothing till you hear from me. Nothing till you hear it from. Do nothing till you hear from me. Do nothing till you hear it from me. Yeah, hear it from me. Do nothing till you hear from me. And you never will.
This week, we celebrate the birthday of jazz saxophonist Zoot Sims. The son of vaudeville performers, Sims grew up playing both drums and clarinet. Inspired by Lester Young, Sims took up the tenor saxophone, which he played with Benny Goodman's band in 1943. Zoot went on to replace his idol Ben Webster in Sid Catlett's quartet the following year.
After a stint in the Army, Zoot toured with Artie Shaw, Stan Kenton, and Buddy Rich Big Band. He recorded with Count Basie, Oscar Peterson, and was one of the Woody Herman's renowned four brothers. Sims rejoined Goodman for the band leader's 1962 tour of the Soviet Union.
Always fond of the higher register of his tenor sax, Zoot played alto and added the soprano saxophone to sessions for Pablo Records and producer Norman Grant. He recorded with fellow saxophonists John Coltrane, Stan Getz, Art Pepper, Phil Wood, Sonny Stitt, and his friend Jerry Mulligan, and led a quintet with Al Cohn they called Al and Zoot.
We're going to spend the next hour playing some of the tunes recorded by Zoot Sims. To help us get that done, we need a great tenor saxophonist. That would be our special guest and funny fun friend, Horace Washington.
That's his mating call right there.
Right.
What'd you think the first time you heard Zoot Sims?
Actually, I've heard the name Zoot Sims all my life for some reason, but I thought he was the wolf in the cartoon. You know, the guy that had the long suits there. It was a while before I figured out he was actually a musician.
So where'd you think he got that name at?
I couldn't figure that out either. I didn't know it's because he played the horn. You know, like, zoot, 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 zoot. Or what the deal was? Was it the suits he was wearing? Zoot. Interesting,
you know,
name.
Yes, it is.
You're close to two, but this was Zoot.
He was interesting. What instrument is that?
Toot.
You know, I think it goes without saying that this is a colorful character in Zoot Sims. And, you know, you two have a lot in common beyond the saxophone.
What, the wolf suit? What is it?
Well, people always said, great musician. They say that about you.
Fake musician, did you say? What?
People always...
Oh, man!
People always said, colorful personality.
Yes, yes.
Same as you.
Okay.
They say that about you.
All right, okay, if you insist.
People say, could saunter across a ballroom, look great in heels. About Marilyn Monroe. What were you thinking?
I don't know, man. My father was about to be disappointed when I was in the heels. Dad, oh, no.
Hey, Horace, I wouldn't put it past you, man. You could do it all.
All right, that's what I'm worried about.
We all are.
Yeah.
All right, it's time to get you playing.
And then we're talking about Zoot, too. I'll be coming.
Yeah, right, out. Right. All right, Joe Cartwright, what tunes are we going to get started with?
This is one by Oscar Hammerstein. And it's called Softly as in a Morning Sunrise.
Thank you.
Washington, wow. 12th Street Jump Band. How about that, huh?
Woo.
You know, now that Car Talk guys have retired, everybody wants to know who our public radio listener is going to call when their thingamabob doesn't downshift. I mean, you can't take your lug nuts to Terry Gross.
That's right, Pete. Here at 12th Street Jump, we share your concerns about this important issue. So, to fill in the gap, here are two guys who know their way around a 454 Hemi. The cats who put the jumpin' jumper cables, Riff and Raff, the jazz mechanics.
Baby, you can drive my car if it doesn't get that far. Take it to the guys who are the jazz mechanics.
Everybody, I'm Riff.
And I'm Rav.
And we're the Jazz Mechanics, here to cure your automotive blues. Cause like Zoot always said, if you can't make the gig...
you're in trouble, you dig?
Yeah, let's take the first caller, Rav.
I'm on it, Riff. Which button do I push?
It's like a car. Press D.
D for drive.
No, for the caller.
Oh, I got it. Hey, you're with the Jazz Mechanics.
Hi, y'all. I'm Tilly from Texas. Last week, I was driving when I discovered a rear-end problem.
Oh, lady, you need to call back during the Diet Doctor show.
It's my car's rear end.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
Now, what seems to be the problem back there?
Well, you guys know more about this stuff than I do, but I'll try and explain it as best I can. I'm driving a 2005 Volvo Turbo with an optional incline overdrive package.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, my on and off demand differential occasionally makes a slight grinding sound in the automatic universal 8-gear downshift mode. Do you know what would cause that?
That sounds like the lining is worn out, you know, the silicone bushing of your bimetal temperature setting. I mean, don't you agree, Raf?
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, you can get by that temporarily by lubricating with a, you know, one of those,
Now, are you talking low friction or high tension diphthochloromethane?
What, it comes in two flavors?
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, yeah. You boys, y'all don't know what you're talking about, do you?
Riff? Riff?
Oh, oops. Sounds like you got a dead battery there, Tilly. That's really too bad. Now, let's go on to our next caller.
Hi, this is Phyllis from Phoenix. Oh. I'm a first-time caller.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, welcome to the Jazz Mechanics, Phyllis. Lay it down and we'll fix it up.
Yes,
you know?
Please.
Hi, Riff. Hi, Raph. Oh, I'm nervous.
Oh, so is Raph. He's never talked to a woman before.
No, I'm nervous about my car. It's making a strange sound in the front end.
While you're driving?
Of course it's while she's driving. If your car makes a strange sound in the front end while you're not driving, it's coming from the tow truck. Now, tell Jughead and me what your car sounds like.
Well, it kind of sounds like,
Oh, did you say
No, you sound like a sumo wrestler gargling oatmeal. It's more like ba-doom, ba-ba-doom, 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 ba-ba-doom. Ain't that right, Phyllis?
No, you're both wrong. It's more like
Oh, I dig it. Keep it going there, Phyllis and Phoenix.
Oh, yeah, that's it. You know, it's like that bass line that Milt Hitton played on Zoot Sims' Hoagie Carmichael sessions back in 57, you know.
Oh, I dig Milt Hitton. Man, you sound like a blender full of beef and jerky set on a whip. Shut up here.
Forget it. I'm selling my car.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, I think Phyllis from Phoenix hanged up on us.
Oh, that's cool. Because I'm late for the gig, man. Where's the keys? Can I borrow your car?
Why? What's wrong with yours?
I don't know. The thing's in the shop again.
Again? Oh, gee whiz. See you next time on Jazz Mechanics.
If it doesn't get that far, take it to the guys who are the Jazz Mechanics.
Don't go anywhere. There's more to come on 12th Street Jump.
We're back live on 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
Now, besides Zoot Sims, we celebrate another saxophonist's birthday this week, Illinois Jacquette. Born in Louisiana to Sioux mother and a Creole father, Jacquette performed in his father's band with his brothers Russell and Linton. At 15, he began playing with the Milton Larkin Orchestra, a Houston area dance band. And after his Texas stint, he moved to L.A., where Nat King Cole introduced Jacquette to Lionel Hampton, who had returned to California and was putting together a big band.
When he was just 19, Jacquette soloed on Hampton's orchestra recording of Flying Home, and the record became a huge hit. Though he left Hampton in 1943, his solo, built to weave in and out of the arrangement, continued to be played by every saxophone player who followed him.
Jacquette joined Cab Calloway's orchestra and appeared with Cab in Lena Horne's movie Stormy Weather. He starred in the Academy Award-nominated film Jammin' the Blues with Lester Young and later replaced Prez in the Count Basie Orchestra. Now here's Horace Washington and the band with a Mercer Ellington tune that Jacquette recorded on his quartet album, Things Ain't What They Used to Be.
Horace Washington and the 12th Street Jump Band. And now, as a public service, 12th Street Jump presents a roundup of today's top headlines. If you think Obamacare had a bad week, how about these blues in the news?
Obama ended the shutdown by acting presidential.
Yes, he did.
He didn't cave into the pressure. His actions were prudential.
Yes.
Proving to all of us that Congress is the thing that's non-essential.
The NSA spied on France, and they told us to go to hell. And then Germany and Mexico. Ooh, and that didn't turn out well. And now those three want us to give back French fries, brats, and Taco Bell!
Yo quiero! Yo quiero!
If you buy breast milk online, it may have salmonella. If you drink it anyway, you're one perverted fella.
My dentist loves Halloween. He hands out caramel chews. Go out and have a good week. That's all from Blues in the News.
Lester Young wrote it, Zoot Sims recorded it. Now here's Horace Washington to play Lester Leaps In.
Thank you.
You walk like jazz. You talk like jazz. In a whisper, kind of gruff. Like a hipster hanging tough, like jazz. Mm-hmm.
So if you like jazz like we like jazz, it's time to check out this week's new CD releases. David Bassey, what you got?
Well, I just went to the jazz mailbox, Pete, and I don't know if it's in response to Horace saying Toot Sims, but I just got one from New York Voices called Let It Snow, our first holiday CD of the year, a wonderful thing. And then the Clayton family and the Hamilton family have gone their separate ways for a little while. They still have the Clayton Hamilton Orchestra, but John Clayton and Gerald Clayton out on Artist Share Records with a brand new one called Parlor Series. The Parlor Series, the two of them together in a nice calm setting. And then, of course, Jeff Hamilton at the drums with the DePaul University Jazz Ensemble saluting Woody Herman. Nothing at all calm about that one, I wouldn't say. Woodchopper's Ball, The Sidewalks of Cuba, all the favorites of the great Woody Herman, done by Jeff Hamilton and Bob Lark and the DePaul University Jazz Ensemble.
Very cool.
Very cool.
You ever heard that Horace and Heels album?
Horace and Heels.
With that great Toot Sims solo.
I have that one. And I really like the red velvet dress with the heels. It's good. And
really
the slit
sets
up
it
the
off.
Side.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I wish he would have shaved his legs for that photo. But other than that, it was great.
He's an all-natural kind of guy. Now, besides Zoot Sims and Illinois Jacket, we celebrate the birthdays of two very important jazz luminaries, George Wallington and Boyd Rayburn. Alto saxophonist Herb Geller, Phil Woods, Lou Donaldson are honored this week, along with vocalist and band leader Pancho Sanchez with his Ultimate Party Band. Trumpeter Eddie Henderson and drummer Sherman Ferguson are all honored this week. And we shout out to four vocalists who have blazed very bright jazz trails, Babs Gonzalez, Andy Bay, Carmen Lundy, and Kurt Elling. To learn more about all these cats, go to our website, 12thstreetjump.com. You'll find information on upcoming shows and links to our featured artist recordings and our very own YouTube channel where you can watch this week's Blues in the News. Just some of what's happening this week in jazz.
You live like jazz. You've got so much class. So I tip my hat and smile like crazy man wild jazz.
We're so glad y'all chose to hang out with us. Don't go anywhere. More fun right after this on 12th Street Jump.
Welcome back to 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
This joint is jumping, it's really jumping. Come in, cats, and check your hats. I mean, this joint is jumping.
The joint's always jumping at blues and jazz clubs near you. So this week, make your way to the Beehive in Boston for some blues with Bruce Bears. Kenny Bacchus will be hosting the jam at Jazz Central in Dayton. And if you're an early bird, enjoy the jazz brunch at the Light Bar in Portland, Oregon.
In Phoenix, you can help a great cause by attending the Dennis Rowland Benefit Concert at the Herberger Theater. And the James Street Speakeasy plays host to the Horn Guys in Pittsburgh.
Atlanta jazz fans can check out Bumpin' the Mango or the Joe Granson Big Band at Cafe 290. Steve Smith and Vital Information bring their fusion gig to the Jazz Alley in Seattle. And right here in Kansas City, check out the Wild Women of Jazz at Unity Temple on the Plaza. Wherever you are, get out and support your local jazz and blues scene, because that's where it's always jumping.
Here's Horace and the Band with a Rodgers and Hart tune that Eleanor Jacquette recorded for the Verb label. Have you met Miss Jones?
Thank you.
How about Horace and the band on that one, huh?
Have you met Miss Jones?
You recognize that sound? I bet you've heard it 100 times. In the movies or on TV, whenever things get a little steamy, that's when the saxophone comes in. Now making that music is a passionate, sexy, heart-pounding Miley Cyrus on a wrecking ball kind of gig. But hey, somebody's got to do it. And that's where I come in, Sonny Zoot Reedman, sax therapist. It was a cold Friday morning, really cold. I was shivering like Kathleen Sebelius reading the healthcare popularity poll. And that's when they walked in. She looked like Snow White and he looked like Dopey. Together they made the perfect couple. The lady did the talking.
Hi, I'm Hildy. This is Harry. We're the Hildebrands from Hamilton.
Harry and Hildy Hildebrand from Hamilton, huh? What brings you to this filthy flophouse on a freezing Friday morning?
Hail.
Whoa, no need for that kind of language here, Harry.
No, hell the place. You know, where they're predicting a freeze if Ted Cruz gets elected president? Halloween is our favorite holiday for getting horny, but Harry's afraid if we get hot, we'll go to the hot hereafter. Just the thought of it makes Harry want to...
hide? Heave?
Well, if Harry heaves on Halloween, we won't be doing the haunted house hanky-panky.
Have you tried Pepto-Bismol, Harry?
Hate it.
So let me get this straight. Harry and Hildy Hildegard from Hamilton can't do the haunted house hanky-panky on Halloween because Harry heaves if he happens on hell in the hereafter. Is that what you're here after?
Hell, I mean, heck yeah. Can you help us?
Of course I can, ma'am. I'm Sonny Zoot Reedman, sax therapist. Close your eyes, Harry. Imagine you and Hildy are going to a Halloween party dressed as a horse. She's the head and you're the behind.
Hail Silver!
Do you like to play horsey, Harry?
I'm hot to trot for horsey, Hildy.
Can you see my hind quarters, Harry?
It's too dark, Hildy. I'll put my hand there as soon as I find your hind.
Put your hand on my hind, Harry. Handle my hind.
I'm handling it, Hildy. I'm handling
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah. Hind. Let's roll in the hay, Harry.
I'm rolling, Hildy.
Oh, roll with me, baby. Roll.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, Harry, Hildy, whoa. Don't put the cart before the horse. So Hildy got her haunted house hanky-panky and Harry held the heaves and hit the hay. By the time I got through with them, he was on her like powdered sugar on Chris Christie's fingers. All in a day's work for Sonny Zoot Reedman, sax therapist. Here's the gang with an Ellington tune that both Zoot Sims and Illinois Jacket recorded. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Do-wop, 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 do-wop. It don't mean a thing, all you got to do is sing. It makes no difference if it's sweet or hot.
Just give that rhythm everything you get.
It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
What good is a melody? What good is music if it ain't possessing something sweet? It ain't the melody, and it ain't the music if it ain't something else makes this tune complete. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Don't mean a thing, all you got to do is sing, yeah. Make no difference if it's sweet or hot.
Get that rhythm, everything you got.
Yeah, don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
How about that? Did y'all have a good time? I know we did.
We had a great time, but that is our show. For helping us celebrate the music of Zoot Sims, give it up for our special guest, Horace Washington.
Yeah. Keep it going for the 12th Street Jump Band, Mike Warren on the drums, Tyrone Clark on bass, musical director Joe Cartwright on the keys, and our vocalist, as always, David Bassey, Nedra Dixon. Woo!
Had help from audio engineer Chad Mice, production assistant Brenna Hayes, and director Ian York. This week's show was written by Paul Seaburn and the gang.
12th Street Jump is produced by Theater League, enhancing the quality of life in the communities it serves with the thrill of live music and theater. We'd like to thank TreehouseDrums.com and KCUR for their help in launching 12th Street Jump. Now don't forget to like us on Facebook at 12th Street Jump. Follow me on Twitter at all caps 12th Street Pete and sign up for those emails at 12thstreetjump.com.
Join us next week for a show from the 12th Street Jump Archives as we celebrate the birthday of jazz trumpeter Arturo Sandoval with our special guest Stan Kessler. Until then, I am Pearl Rivera's McDonald.
And I'm Pete Weber. We'll see you next week on 12th Street, where it's always
jumping!